Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. Belfast resident Jim Merkel is a filmmaker, engineer, activist, and author of Radical Simplicity, Small Footprints on a Finite Earth. His new film, Saving Walden's World, spans his early personal experience as a military subcontractor and his later studies of three countries where non-capitalist cultures thrive. The film has been a featured selection at several international film festivals, and it's coming to Belfast next week.
Hi, I'm Jim Merkel, and I'm showing a new film that just released at the Colonial Theater on May 14th and at 6:15. And it's the end of an eight-year process of making my first documentary film. So I'm super excited. And it was produced mostly here in Maine, but I did take a long journey to Cuba, to Kerala, India, and also to Slovenia as part of the production. The film, it's titled Saving Walden's World, and Walden is my child. And, you know, the world to me is, we're not leaving a very good one for future generations and our kids. And it's, you know, at times you think, what is going to be left for them? You know, what a world are they inheriting with, you know, the sixth extinction on our doorstep, climate change, all the wars around the world, and just this, you know, there's got to be a better way. So that was the original thinking. So I went off to societies that had three commonalities. One was they were having small families. Second, they had low consumption. And third, they had really healthy people. Those three are kind of like the magic. If we want to go forward, that's what we need to do. And so from data sheets, I picked out these three outstanding societies. But then one thing is a data sheet. Another thing is to, well, what's really happening on the ground? And the curious thing is most people would think of India as a poverty-stricken, you know, horrible place for women. And Cuba, you know, a failed state. Slovenia, they probably don't know much about except for Melania Trump. But these three societies actually have had free higher education for 60 years, universal health care, maternity leave, child care, all these things that we refuse to do for our poor, they did 60 years ago. And then I wanted to find the dividends. What were the dividends of doing that? And it's quite amazing. I mean, we found it. But let me just get to this. The leading edge of it all, really, what I didn't really go there to find this out, but is that women really is the key. That's the key, is making universal body autonomy, reproductive freedom, contraception. All these societies have done that for women years ago. And so women, and plus the combination of that and higher education. So every 16-year-old in these societies knows they can get a PhD. They know it's paid for. So every point I interviewed, even in a tribal society, was their kids were getting master's degrees. So then a 16-year-old has dreams more than, say, a Maine girl who's in the lower, say, 40% of income brackets. Her parents are not going to afford college. And so what's that journey going to be? And we found in Maine, 50% of women without college are in poverty, basically. There'll be a Q&A afterwards. And, you know, there's people who actually worked on the film in their town, but actually Mickey Green is away. She's a film editor. She helped me with it. But it's shown around the world already in five film festivals. I got three awards. So this is like a debut here in my home. Little Jimmy comes home to show his film to his friends and neighbors after it's been around in some film festivals. So I'm really excited. People can come and hang out a little bit early if they want. Come at 6:15, and we'll be there chit-chatting, see the film. And we've got some amazing sponsors that helped us. Harriet Hartley was really behind and Upstream Watch, a lot of different groups that WERU has been supporting it. The other radio stations like BFY. So a lot of good sponsors have helped me with this film. You can buy tickets and they are going. So I would get on the Colonial website or else you can come to my website, savingwaldensworld.org with no spaces, all small, no apostrophe. savingwaldensworld.org, and you can get tickets there. But you can probably get them at the door, but I'm trying to sell this house out. May 14th at 6:15 at the Colonial Theater, downtown Belfast.
That was Jim Merkel. He's author, activist, and maker of the film Saving Walden's World, which will be shown at the Colonial Theatre in Belfast next Wednesday evening, May 14th. The websites, again, are for details. You can go to savingwaldensworld.org, and for tickets, colonialtheatre.com. For Roundtown, I'm Amy Brown. A big shout out, a big thank you to everyone who made a pledge so far this week during our membership drive. You help make independent community radio possible. If you haven't had a chance yet, please call in or make a pledge online at weru.org. Keep those calls coming. Thank you very much for your support.